Yemen is in its fourth year of a bloody civil war. More than 80% of the country is in need of humanitarian aid now. Meanwhile, a migrant crisis is overwhelming the coast. Many of those migrants are detained once they reach the shores of Yemen, and a recent report from Human Rights Watch claims that detainees at one center are subjected to horrific treatment, extortion, beatings, even rape. Isabel Young is a correspondent and producer for Vice News Tonight on HBO. She visited that detention center in Aden recently, just off the coast. Isabel, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Isabel, would you give us a sense of the scale of the migrant crisis in Yemen, just how many people are coming through that country and where they're coming from?
Yeah, so 87,000 migrants came last year alone from the Horn of Africa, so Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea, etc. And those numbers have actually increased since the beginning of the war. The war has now entered its fourth year, and there's been a year-on-year rise, so the numbers are extraordinary.
Well, it's hard to imagine that many tens of thousands of people wanting to travel through a country that's already devastated by such a terrible war. And surely the migrants know what they're passing through when they attempt this journey.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. I think that some of them do, and some of them have heard that Yemen is in a state of crisis. I mean, this is the worst and largest humanitarian crisis in the world right now. So that was one of the things that was completely astonishing and almost laughable, you know, when these people get here. Like, how do you think that here is a better opportunity and a better option than where you've come from? A lot of them didn't know. Some of them did know and were willing to risk it anyway because the situations that they were fleeing from were so horrific, or because they're so desperate. And, you know, when there's that light of hope and you think that there's a chance that you might be able to get a job and you might be able to send money back from Saudi Arabia, which is where most of them are aiming towards, then you risk it all in order to attempt to do that, I guess.
Now, Human Rights Watch, Isabel Young, has generated a report basically detailing horrendous abuses, rape, torture, extortion at one particular detention center in Aden. You have visited this place. Can you first tell me what this place is like and what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, we were the only international crew to be able to get there. It was the most horrific conditions you can imagine. I've been to a lot of detention centers around Africa and elsewhere, and this is without doubt the worst that I've been to. It's prison-like conditions. I mean, there's no ventilation inside there. There was essentially a shed full of about 700 migrants squashed inside. We saw women in another center nearby where they were also kept in horrific conditions. A lot of them said that they didn't get the food or the resources that they needed or the medical attention that they needed. And worse than that, they did testify to horrendous human rights abuses as well.
You spoke with some of the detainees who were housed there. Can you tell me what they told you?
Yeah, I mean, it was difficult to actually get to talk to them because Mr. Khalid Alwani, the person running the detention center, was on our backs the whole time and was trying to ensure that we didn't get to talk to them. But when we did, they told us that they had daily torturings, daily beatings, that some of the boys were raped, some of the women were raped there, that they were extorted for large amounts of money. Some of them, Mr. Alwani would take them back to Djibouti and try and extort from them for money on the middle of the oceans. It was really horrifying to hear.
Now, is this coming from the detention center itself? Is there reason to believe that this is supported or backed or ordered by the government?
I mean, Yemen has just entered its fourth year of civil war, and the complete lack of governance, the breakdown of law and order there is really remarkable. And so I wouldn't suggest that the government itself is ordering the rape, the torture, the human trafficking that goes on in these detention centers. But I mean, they are directly accountable for them. And I think that they are massively under-resourced in order to address situations like this. And they are allowing them to continue.
But of course, this is in context of a much broader, horrible war and humanitarian crisis that we've been covering on this show. What is the situation right now in Yemen, in the broader war?
I mean, yeah, the war has been going on for over 3 years now. There are 22 million people in need of direct humanitarian aid. Over 10,000 civilians have been killed. This is ultimately a proxy war that's taking place between the Saudi-led coalition and the Iranian-backed Houthis, the rebel group there. And it's just grinding on and on. I mean, many of the front lines have been stagnant for a while now, and it seems like it is sadly just going to continue. And that's obviously leading to an outbreak of cholera and diphtheria that we've heard about in the news recently. And clearly the effect on civilians has been enormous.
Well, now that the word is out on this detention center and the abuses there, not only from your reporting, but Wire Services and Human Rights Watch, has there been any accountability?
There has been some accountability. Following the interview that we had with the Interior Minister, we informed him of some of our findings and we told him about what migrants had attested to. And he immediately dismissed the head of that particular detention centre. We also heard that since our report was released that there's been a warrant issued for his arrest, which is somewhat gratifying. And they've also said that they will be closing that particular detention centre and opening a new one in the near future. Whether or not that's going to happen is another thing. But there does seem to have been a level of accountability. Again, we have to remember that this is a country that which is in complete meltdown and that the infrastructure really doesn't exist and that they are massively under-resourced to deal with the humanitarian crisis that they're facing, let alone the influx of these tens of thousands of migrants. So it's incredibly difficult for them.
Isabel, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been on a world PR makeover tour for his country, advertising that Saudi Arabia is modernizing in many ways. But this war in Yemen doesn't seem to be something that the world is demanding change on, does it?
No, I mean, it is shocking to me that there has been so little pressure and so little attention on it. I mean, it is the forgotten war, and rightfully so, there has been a huge amount of tension on Syria. I would say that also, I think that's somewhat to do with the fact that as soon as Trump mentions a country like Syria, then that's where our international attention is, and we've sort of only got enough space to think about one enormous civil war and one enormous humanitarian crisis in that same region at a time, sadly. And so Yemen has been somewhat on the back burner, and it doesn't seem like it's been a priority for anyone, really.
Isabel Young, correspondent and producer for Vice News Tonight on HBO. Isabel, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.